In the lunchtime edition, a man injured in a shooting in St. Philip. The Small Business Association joins the private sector body in expressing concern about the possibility of an extended lockdown and calls for talks with government on the matter. The coordinators of the Seek and Save survey deny it's a backdoor census and report good response from the public so far. The Bridgetown shelter for the homeless under lockdown for a second straight day. As its head remains concerned, there are clients on the street that might have come into contact with a COVID case. And fire officers at the Bridgetown station to be tested for COVID-19 today, as that station remains closed, but the Home Affairs Minister gives the assurance fire service operations overall fully manned. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest.
The Lunchtime Edition in association with the CIBC First Caribbean.
Whenever you want, wherever you are, for all your banking needs, we make it easy. CIBC First Caribbean, we've got all your banking solutions. CIBC First Caribbean. CIBC First Caribbean.
First, this: a man has been injured in a shooting at a residence at Old Bury St. Philip about 10 o'clock this morning. The police say the 36-year-old man was shot in the upper arm and taken to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital by a private motor car. The Barbados Small Business Association wants a frank discussion between government and the business community overall about the possibility of an extension of the COVID-19 lockdown. The chief executive officer of the SBA. Government needs to be upfront with information so businesses can make the necessary plans. Speaking in light of an article in the Nation newspaper in which the Minister of Health and Wellness, Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostick, mentioned the possibility of an extension to the lockdown, she says, an article in the newspaper is not the way to raise something with such far-reaching implications.
Business cannot really survive in an environment of uncertainty. So if it is that we're going to have an extended lockdown, don't, in my view, let us not hear it in this way. This article that appeared in the press, they need to be able to make decisions in a credible manner. So let us know what is happening so that the business community in particular can plan, can adjust where required, and negotiate with creditors and so on, because that clearly has to happen. And decisions with staff. You know, we need to have a sense of certainty in
small and medium-sized businesses who are being severely affected.
That $40 million fund that was set up for those who were VAT registered. So that means that the annual revenues were over the $200,000 threshold, and they were able to apply and get an interest-free loan. Shouldn't we have been hearing something about that? They say that if we do have, and all, you know, the indicators seem to suggest so, that there's going to be an extension, then that fund needs to be brought back to the market, right? Maybe repackaged and repurposed so that those that are considered, you know, the well-struck.
The shelter for the homeless in Bridgetown remains under lockdown for a second straight day as a search continues for some clients who continue to roam the streets after being exposed to a COVID case. Kimar Safri, the president of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, who provided an update on the situation on today's edition of VOB's Getting Down to Brass Tacks call-in program, says government agencies such as the Salvation Army have stepped in to help provide meals for their clients while the shelter's operations remain suspended.
The building is now closed, nobody in, nobody out. People are in the building. People, the homeless that were in the building from the third. The government is right now providing the 3 square meals because all of our staff went into quarantine, including our cooks. The government is now providing the 3 square meals to keep them good and there. Mm-hmm. Others that would depend on us on the street, we would have asked for all the public feedings to be canceled. So, meaning the ones that are in the squares and the Jubilee Garden, because that is not a controlled environment. So Salvation Army still provides meals. There's about 2 or 3 churches that are still providing meals, but they're providing the meals from a controlled environment.
He highlighted the concern about the clients on the streets who need to be found and tested.
About six of the clients that we had in the building, they would have left early because they can't. A lot of people can't stand the lockdown. So just as much as we can't stand it, don't think that the homeless could stand it. So some of them left before we even knew about this case. Mm-hmm. And so they have not been tested and they are on the street themselves as well. And so obviously we are working with the authorities to make sure that those persons are found and that they are also tested. But they are among the homeless population right now.
This is the Lunchtime Edition.
In association with CIBC First Caribbean.
Fire officers attached to the Bridgetown station are to be tested today after being quarantined for 5 days due to possible exposure to a COVID-19 case. The Bridgetown station, now located at Prince Road, the Pine St. Michael, remains closed, but Minister of Home Affairs Wilfred Abrams tells Starcom Network News that the fire service response capacity has not been compromised.
As of 8:30 today, the operational capacity of the Barbados Fire Service remains satisfactory. That is to say, all response areas have full capacity. The Bridgetown area is being covered by a unit from the fire service headquarters, and all vehicles and equipment have been sanitized and are now back in service. I can also confirm that the impacted officers are scheduled to have their tests done today. The medical advice was that rather than having a first and second test, that they should quarantine and be tested on the fifth day. So that is going to happen today.
The coordinators of the COVID-19 and dengue data gathering exercise, dubbed Operation Seek and Save, deny it's a census by another name and say it has gone well so far with good cooperation from the public. Dr. Dion Greenish, head of the Department of Management Studies at the University of the West Indies Cayfield campus, is one of the coordinators for the exercise that's being conducted by the university on behalf of government, using about 360 of their specially trained students. He responded to the skepticism expressed by some people on social media about the intent of the survey.
It is not a census. What first does doing is basically gathering information as it relates to our COVID and dengue risk factors. You see, really the confusion may lie because obviously you go to the household, you might ask the number of persons in that household. So you're taking demographics. The persons may be confusing the fact that we are taking demographic data, we're taking demographic information to say that it is a census. But it's not a census because obviously there are a number of other questions that one would perhaps ask in a census that we are not asking. The questions that we're asking are really aligned with trying to assess the situation on the ground as it relates to COVID risk factors and dengue risk factors.
Dr. Greenidge disclosed that today is a rest day for the team, which has already visited more than 30,000 households.
The Barbadian public has been very cooperative. Doing you on the ground, you see that the persons are coming up, persons are willing to give information, persons are calling and saying, I think you probably missed my house. So persons want to be involved in this very, very important activity in terms of gathering data as it relates to those risk factors for COVID and dengue. So far, we're going pretty smooth. We're at 36,911 households being covered. The teams are taking a break today just to get a little recovery and they should be back in the field tomorrow in every constituency trying to wrap up those numbers. And hopefully by next Tuesday or so, we should be somewhere around 8,000 households.
Dr. Greenidge also appealed to the business community to support the effort by providing snacks and beverages for the survey teams. A member of the Democratic Labour Party has resigned from his executive after being suspended, but he has not quit the party. Wendy Burke tells us more.
Kimar Stewart was elected to the post of General Secretary of the DLP on September 27th last year and saw a great role for young people in the party and had hopes of digitizing the party and getting the social media platforms working so they could engage more young people. However, by October, when it came to light that he was on a drug charge for marijuana possession, the Democratic Labour Party said it was not turning its back on family in light of the charge. President Verla de Pisa said back then that while it was an unfortunate situation, he was not the first and would not be the last young person to encounter challenges with marijuana possession. She referenced the throne speech and the decriminalization of possession of small amounts of the drug. He was subsequently suspended, and it was the Barbados Labour Party that made that suspension public, and Prime Minister Mia Motley on a platform during the St. George North by-election chided the DLP for how they treated the young man. Sources informed Starcom Network News that the resignation of Stewart was announced yesterday at the DLP's council meeting. When this station contacted Mr. Pisa this morning to confirm, her response was, quote, "You may need to quote your own source on this one," end quote. We reached out to Kimar Stewart, who confirmed that he has resigned from the general secretary position but remains a member of the party. He has also served the DLP as president of the Young Democrats. Sources close to the party also informed Starcom Network News that he was interviewed recently during the candidate selection process in preparation for the next general election. Simon Alleyne has also served the party in positions representing the youth interests, and he recently resigned from the party. Damien Griffith, a former senator, presently acts as DLP General Secretary. Wendy Burke, Starcom Network News.
In Jamaica, Prime Minister Andrew Holness has announced a national curfew will start at 8 p.m. effective today. And further afield, the U.S. Senate has found that the impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump is constitutional, allowing full proceedings to begin. Our top stories: a man injured in a shooting in St. Philip. The Small Business Association joins the private sector in expressing concern about the possibility of an extended lockdown. And the coordinators of the Seek and Save survey deny it's a backdoor census and report good response from the public so far. In the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News, Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group, I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Stetson. The lunchtime edition came to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean.